links posted at the Hagman & Hagman Report, Hagman and Hagman.com. That's the show information, HagmanReport.com. That's the place to bookmark for show prep and material about, well, things you need to know, information you need to know. That's HagmanReport.com. Of course, as I mentioned at the opening of the program, we're on social networking, Facebook, Hagman Report. It's on Facebook and at Hagman Report on Twitter. We do have an Instagram account. I guess rumor has it now, one of my pictures went up on Instagram today. Yeah, it's Hagman Report on Instagram / Hagman Report. I have to check it out. I'm not sure exactly which picture it was. My daughter said, "Oh, well, I won't tell you what my daughter said." But so anyway, Instagram. Bet you didn't know we had one, did you? Before we get back to our guest, Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com, I want to mention that in these uncertain times, folks, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most basic tasks, and that's cooking, preparing food. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. You know, a disruption in the power supply, and ask those people from the hurricane whether it was, power disruptions are plentiful around the globe. A disruption in power supply or fuel distribution will put most people out of business, or at least cause serious inconvenience, my goodness, for all of us. Now, a Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group with the perfect solution. This, in my view, is the Cadillac of all rocket stoves. It's a 50 caliber ammo can that has refractory insulation. You can actually put it on a picnic table. It doesn't create smoke in case that's a concern for you to give away a location or even to breathe it in. It's small, it's lightweight, wood burning, and every bit as powerful as a conventional kitchen stove. With a decent wood, it's smokeless, as I said, and self-contained for clean storage and transport. It has a seal on the lid too that you can put the top on, and it does not give out any odors. And it's great. It's a great unit. It is the Cadillac of rocket stoves. That's a Minuteman rocket stove. And it's neat because it cuts down on your wood gathering by, and processing the wood and such. It uses a tenth of what would be required if cooking the old fashioned way, was required, like over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Eventually the power supply will run dry, especially in emergencies. Burning wood inefficiently requires a lot of manual labor. The Minuteman solves all of these problems. It's easy to use, easy to feed, easy to prepare. Folks, prepare for your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It'll make bad times much better. That's MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. One more time, MinutemanStove.com. Now, Dr. Ted Brewer has been kind enough to share 3 hours tonight with us of our program, and we have an extra special treat. His wife is with us to talk about something special. Mrs. Brewer, as I call her. Mrs. Dr. Brewer. How's that? she's actually the more soothing voice on Ted Brewer's show, and we're glad to have her. Hey, Mrs. Brewer, how are you?
Well, she's not quite here yet.
Oh, well, hey, paging Mrs. Brewer, paging Mrs. Dr. Brewer.
So she's standing right beside me. What I wanted to mention was on the Talk to Ted coupon with the 5% off with a $500 order, getting my personal emails and all that kind of stuff. If you want to talk to Sharon instead of talking to me after you hear her talk in the next few minutes, she'll be more than happy to call you back too, because she's a mother of four. She has survived menopause. We've been married for 33 years, which means she survived me. And so it's my pleasure that I can introduce her to you guys. So here she is right now, Doug. She wants to talk about magnesium and Trump and anything else you want to talk to her about. Take your time.
All right.
Mrs. Hey, Doug, Brewer, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing well. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Is there any other way to be?
Of course not. And it's nice to tune into the show and hear your voice with your son Austin. Do a great job, by the way. So.
Oh, thank you. From today, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, I got on a tear today, which I have a tendency to do. I'm a little bit like my husband. I'm a little tightly wound, and I have a lot of passion in me, but you know, there's so many things to talk about in the short amount of time, but I really, you know, want to encourage the women out there and the women listeners tonight because, can I go ahead and get started?
Oh, fire away.
Okay. Just, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like to take control. The thing is that's, I guess, got me really upset and really concerned is so many of these women evangelists, Bible teachers, leaders in the church that are coming down on Trump about 11 years ago and in his past and stuff like that. And I think the thing that bothers me the most is that they have a higher calling, a higher responsibility. They talk to a lot of women. The women admire them. They listen to every word they say as the gospel. And we don't have a choice anymore. It's not, do we vote for Hillary or do we vote for Trump? We've got to vote for what the Bible says. We've got to vote for what's biblical. And that's the line you draw. I'm not saying that Trump's a saint. I'm not saying that Trump is perfect. I don't know him personally. We do have some really, really good friends that have a huge church in St. Louis, and they're really good friends with him. They're with him a lot. They're always saying, the more we get to know him, the more we like him. He's honest. He has integrity. And that's who I want in office, someone that we can trust for a change, that isn't going to lie to us, that's going to do everything they say they're going to do to their best possible ability. And we need that today in America. And these leaders in the churches that are biting the Christians, which we need to all be together, just like the patriots, but they've got to quit being so adamant. I understand that it's very traumatic to be sexually abused or harassed or something. I never have been. Of course, I've been stalked at Walmart and the grocery store. I mean, that's just that. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about really abuse. I've never, ever experienced that. I can't imagine what it's like. And I feel for any woman that has been. I'm not, you know, really making light of that issue. What I am saying, though, is let's quit picking on Trump about things that happened 11 years ago that they've got to go so far back to pull up dirt on him. And let's look at what he's doing, what he's going to do to our country so we can get our America, our beloved country, back again and quit dwelling on something that he said in private. Now, Doug, you know as well as I do, we all say things in private that we wish we hadn't have said, that we shouldn't have said, that maybe we should have said different, that may have offended someone. I mean, I remember being younger one time and saying something about a girl in school, and she was right around the corner and heard everything I said. And I guess that's what you call just eating dirt. You know, I was so embarrassed. I was humiliated. I had to apologize. I had to grovel. But we all do that. We're human. You know, that's what grace is for. God's given Donald Trump grace. I'm not saying that he's had a born-again experience. I don't know. I don't know exactly where his walk is, but I do know that he's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible family. He's got incredible children. He's got an incredible track record, and I really believe he's going to get this country back on track again. But this country has got to come together and quit being divisive. And as Christians, we have no excuse. Okay, if you're going to put down something he's done, are you saying that the better candidate is Hillary Clinton that lies and cheats and steals and is everything in the book? I can't even stand to watch the lady. And I admit, there may be some things that the women don't like about Trump. But we've got to get behind our men as Christian women. And there's got to be more Bible thumping, pew jumping, men of God, truck driving, gun shooting, really men again. We're losing that because of all this political correctness and all the garbage that they are brainwashing this generation to believe. And Trump is a man. He's a macho man. Okay, he thinks women are pretty. That's a pretty normal thing last time I checked. But you know, they're trying to teach the kids that's not normal. So let's get off the kicking parade. Let's focus on the issues here and let's get him in office. And when we pray, like I said today on the Ted and Austin Brower show, I said, let's pray like we're supposed to. The Bible says in the New Testament, pray as though you have already received. So when you pray, we thank you that President Trump is in office. We thank you that our country is doing so well. We thank you that God has given us a do-over and we're getting America back again to show him that we're capable of doing it. We thank you that you expose the lies and all the garbage that Hillary and her staff and the government has on them. Expose the dirt. Let it come to pass. Let it arise. Let it rise up and be exposed. And I really believe it is. And when you pray, believe it in your heart. And that's what faith is all about. So if I can say one thing, is have this passion. Get passionate. I'm a very passionate person. I said today earlier that I'm 59 years old and I'm getting ready to be 60. And I couldn't really handle that. I'm like most women. I didn't want to be this age. I never thought, you always think you're never going to be this age. But I'm passionate. I work out 6 days a week. I eat clean. I take supplements. I take everything internally I know to do for fine wrinkles, for saggy skin, for loss of elasticity, for more collagen. I mean, all the stuff. I'm the same way. But when I do something, I'm passionate. And I'm passionate about this election. So all I can say is let's all unite and get together. The patriots are doing a good job, but the Christians aren't.
Sure. By the way, that segment is brought to you by Purple Sticks, available at healthmasters.com and vitamin B12. No,
and
I'm not
on Purple Stick. I'm not on Purple Stick.
No. And I love the passion. I really do. I heard a figure. In fact, Rick Wiles had said this, or Doc from Rick Wiles said this, I think a day or two ago, that there were 20 million evangelicals that did not vote the last election. And if they would have voted, it would have made a difference. And they're expecting the same, the number of evangelicals to sit out in this election. What in the world is the problem? That's number one. Now you got me going. And number two, these metrosexuals out there, these eunuchs that are walking around, these people that have been castrated by the Obamaphiles, it just blows my mind. Guys, grow a pair. And stand up, and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And enough is enough. That's just, you're just getting me fired up now.
No, grab your gun. Let's go hunting. Let's be guys again. And, wives, join your husbands. The problem with some of these marriages today is the man's going one way, the woman's going another way, and they're not doing anything together. I got all excited today. I found out, that the elk herd is gone from, I think, 25 to almost 260 in the Smoky Mountains. And I'm all excited because they haven't reintroduced wolves on the eastern side of the, in the mountains over here. So they've got a large herd. And it looks like next year in, I think, North Carolina, they're going to have open season for elk hunting. And I'd love to do that. Stuff that you can do with your husband, stuff that's fun. Get your gun out. Girls, women, go get your gun classes. Go learn how to use guns. Get your concealed weapons permit. I mean, the way I look at it, if you want to be a real woman, you got to have a gun.
I love it. Yeah. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
What can I say?
I love
what can
it.
I say?
and it's a responsible thing to do, because otherwise you become, and you mentioned it, and Ted mentioned it earlier, we have a society of, professional victims out there. And a lot of it is self-inflicted, which is just crazy to me. So we have remedies to avoid being professional victims, and arming yourself, knowing how to use a gun, taking care of yourself, and you do, and folks, this Sharon Brower practices what she talks about. I mean, she takes care of herself. She uses her own products, of course, their own products, and it's our responsibilities, as Christians, to take care of ourselves. And so we can help others in so doing. So, yeah, absolutely.
I think one of the worst things that someone could do is for God to put them in a leadership role like he's put us in, and for that person not to take it seriously with passion. And if they're using a product, or they're promoting a product, or their company has a product, if they don't believe in that product, then don't be selling it. If you're not using what you're selling, I'm talking about anything. Because, for instance, like our magnesium protocol, for years, I had suffered with spinal stenosis, which is like bone spurs on your spine. Very, very painful. I realized I had to get off sugar. Now, I used to be addicted to sugar. I was a sugarholic. You know, you talk about alcoholics. I was addicted to sugar, and it's a real addiction. An addiction is an addiction. I don't care what it is. But I know we went out, Ted and I went out on our first date. He asked me what I wanted. I wanted a hot fudge cake, you know, with the ice cream and the chocolate, because I used to eat ice cream for breakfast at FSU when I was in college. I mean, I was from the junk foodaholic generation, and my parents would give me $100 to go to the commissary at Eglin Air Force Base, and they said, whatever you have left over, just get whatever you want for snacks. And I think I knew every single little Debbie there was. My diet was just horrific. Well, after Ted and I got together, I had really high sugar headaches, which are in the temple of your head. It was very painful, but I never really complained about it. And he said, Sharon, the high sugar headaches are from, you're borderline diabetic. Now, low sugar means you're going to have a headache in the back of your lower neck. And I said, is that why I have the headaches? He goes, yeah, you've got to get off sugar. He goes, now, what you can do, because Ted knows me, he's got to give me my options, but he's not going to tell me what to do. He says, you can do this, you can do that, and then I decide, because I'm pretty, well, I'm a lot like he is, but, you know, he's a triple A, and I'm just a single A, so
I wouldn't stand in your way.
I submit to my husband because, number one, it's scripturally. He's the high priest of our home, and he's our spiritual leader, and I admire him, I respect him, and I do that, but, you know, I've got a little kick to me, and I have to be very careful with that. But so he said, you can go cold turkey, just get off the sugar, or we can take you to the doctor, and what they're going to do is they're probably going to put you on insulin shots. Well, of course, I didn't want to go and have insulin shots. No, I was going to go cold turkey. I was tough. I experienced headaches like I never knew I had before. I couldn't even sleep at night. They were so bad. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, I started noticing they were subsiding. I had been off the sugar. I started cleaning up my diet. And now today, I'm pretty much sugar-free. I'll use stevia. I'll use monk fruit. I use a little bit of coconut sugar. But I really like to stay away from it. I noticed that when I eat it, I kind of itch because it does cause fungus. It actually robs calcium out of your bones. And when you're in your 50s or your late 50s like I am, which I'm embracing, by the way, I told you that. But when you eat the sugar, it robs the calcium out of your bones. It causes the osteoporosis, and it's just not healthy. It also causes fine lines, and I've noticed that. We were on a cruise years ago, and I was in the middle of writing one of our books. I don't know, maybe one of our cookbooks. And I wanted to do an experiment, and the cruise was the perfect place to do it because you had just unending desserts. I mean, you could eat as much as you want to. This cruise actually had free, I think it was either Breyers or Haagen-Dazs ice cream on tap. And so I thought, I'm just going to eat desserts and eat as much sugar as I want and see what happens. By the fourth day, my face, I looked, I kid you not, 5 to 6 to 7 years older from fine lines in my face. I immediately stopped, and then when I got home and about a week later, I had totally gotten off the sugar. This was an experiment just for me, to prove to myself I could do it. My skin had improved almost 75%. The fine lines were dissipating, and my skin looked a lot better. I didn't look as tired because the sugar wasn't taking all the nutrients out of my system. So we live it, we believe it, we walk it, we talk it. It's just like with what you do with the investigations. If you don't believe in what you're doing, then find something else to do, because in this world today, people aren't going to put up with that. They want real, and they want honesty, and we're about as real as they come. We're going to tell you the truth. You may not like it. We're going to give you our opinion, and you may not like it. But at least we're honest, and you know that we believe in what we're talking about.
I love that. You know, people can tell if you're not passionate about something, if you don't believe in what you're doing, if you're not real, as you say. Yeah, people can tell. And it's more than good. If you're not putting your heart and soul into what you're doing today, then stop doing it. Because
that's good.
I mean, you know, what else is there? And I really think that, you know, look, we're short on time. Not your time, not the show's time, but we're short on time in general.
Okay, I'm out of here. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere. Don't make me come down there now. No, But so yes, it's important for us to do everything that we possibly can. I mean, put the pedal to the metal, and in order to do that, we have to feel good, and we have to be effective and be physically fit, or at least as best we can. And we have a lot of people out there who are infirmed and impaired that are listening to this. But
yes.
But you know, aside from that, the people who are out there who are kind of just normal, and I use that word nicely, without obvious impairment or without impairment. I mean, let's come on, man. You know, let's get together and let's make a difference in the world in which we live. And that's why I like you know, what you and Ted do as well.
Oh, thank you. I tell so Ted, really I said good. I'm Abby normal. I'm far from normal. But what I was saying, I guess, earlier, because I know we're talking to a lot of women and men too. This goes the same as men. When I had realized the magnesium was so important and how hard of a mineral it is for the body to absorb when you take it internally, it made me start checking and Ted checking and trying to figure out what we could do to help me, because, you know, here I am in what we do, and it's kind of a joke around our house, you know, we can't age, we can't get sick, and we can't gain weight. And it's been like that, especially on TV. We don't do as much TV anymore, but when we did TV, it was kind of a joke around the house. You know, well, we can't do that because this is what we do for a living. But I'm being facetious. But we found an incredible manufacturer that manufactures Dead Sea Salt, which is a magnesium salt, which works so well to absorb into the body. We actually soak our feet in the magnesium salt water once a day. We got one of the foot soaks from Amazon. It's amazing. My energy levels, and yes, it's what, after 8 o'clock, I haven't had a purple stick, which, you know, I do from time to time when I work out so I can get a good workout. I haven't had a purple stick. This is me just on water right now. I'm very high energy. I feel great. I'm 59 and I'm embracing it. I guess I had to, because my husband kept saying, you're going to be 60 real soon. What are you going to tell everybody? Well, you can't lie. I'm like, yeah, I guess I've just got to give me time, Ted. I'll embrace it about 2 months before my birthday. But back to the magnesium. It's been great. I like the magnesium sports balm. What that is, it's a cream that is, oh, it has arnica in it, a lot of essential oils, but the combination that we got our manufacturer to put together with this magnesium salt in this cream is phenomenal. Every single morning, I rub it on my back. I rub it on my lower back. I rub it on my feet after I soak them. At night, I put it on my back again. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm not stiff, because I do have a tendency to push myself really hard in the gym. And, you know, I rub it on my hands so they're not stiff. It's amazing. I can't talk enough about it, because it did heal my spinal stenosis. It's totally gone. I'm doing great. We had a friend recently that had bone spurs in the bottom of his feet, which had to be tremendously painful. I can't even imagine. And those are disappearing. So, you have to remember that I think over 300.
Sure. Yeah. Tell us what that product is again.
It's our magnesium salts.
Okay. But there's a cream, you said, right?
Yes, it's the sports cream. It's the magnesium sports balm.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's, we've got athletes on it. We've got, I think, a basketball team just got put on it. Was one of the Heisman Trophy winners, one of Ted's friends. He has a basketball team now. He's retired. He put his team on it. And it, again, it increases energy. Over 350 biochemical reactions depend on magnesium. The problem is you can't get it all internally. It's important to take it internally, but you're not going to get what you need. And I just did an article today on the show earlier about how it boosts the brain as far as memory, as far as mental acuity, as far as sharpness. It helps reduce cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which coffee is the main reason we have the cortisol levels so high. And this cortisol is stored in the belly fat. Now, that right there made me quit drinking coffee, because it's hard enough to have to fight your stomach as you get older, and then having to drink coffee and fight that, you know, that's even worse. But the magnesium was great. I know I pretty much have finished up menopause now, but it helps with a lot of menopausal symptoms. And let me real quick, because I feel like I need to talk about this. Let me talk to the women out there that are premenopausal, because some women start menopause like in their early 40s.
Okay, you just to let you know, we have about 1 minute, 1.5 minutes till the break. So
is this
whatever
Joe?
You
want to.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. Let me just tell you real quick. The menopause support program, we have it at the office if you want to call in and order it. But what it does, it helps with the mood swings. It helps with the irritability. It helps with all the deficiencies that you go through in menopause. It helped me. I put this together because my husband couldn't live with me when I was going through menopause and we knew we had to figure something out. This is a protocol that we put together. You can call Health Masters up and ask them about it or go to our website. And that's my commercial for tonight. And I guess Ted will be on after the next break. And, oh, I've enjoyed so much spending time with you guys. And, yes, when are you coming down to Florida?
Well, hopefully sooner than later. you know, we're up here in the Northeast. It's been beautiful even
the
in
first
the 70s the next couple
of
days.
First snow y'all have, or when it gets really cold, y'all come on down and visit us.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Oh, and also bring me some more of your bumper stickers that have the dog on it. I really like those.
Well, thanks. We will. We will.
Mine's faded out.
Oh, my. I'm embarrassed. Well, thanks for spending the time with us, Sharon. And,
oh, it's been my pleasure.
Man, how great is that?
We'll be right back with Dr. Ted Brewer after this short break. Stay with us on this Friday edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report.
Hey, folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report, of course. You're looking at the headlines? Are you even the headlines of the mainstream media? CIA plans cyber strike on Russia. DEFCON warning upgrade. Moscow ready for war. That's just for starters. That's just for starters. Of course, everything is fine. Nothing to see here. Right? Of course, you had Obama meeting with some advisors today to talk about what to do. And we've long said that the global war, World War III, is going to start in Syria and over Syria, and this is exactly what we're seeing.
In the proxy war with Russia, the CIA announcing it's going to start cyber attacks on Russia at a time they determined. Joe Biden was talking to Chuck Todd for Meet the Press interview, and he said, we're going to do it on our terms, but they do plan on doing it for their alleged interference in the 2016 elections. That's the excuse the administration's using.
But what a bunch of brain dead people out there. You talk about war, you talk about the headlines, or the real important things. You know, what do you think about the situation with Russia? All the harsh words and, you know, you get this gaping mouth, bug-eyed look at you like, you know, you got two heads. Seriously, what's going on? I didn't hear anything about that. So, you know, I feel sorry for those people that are not plugged into the truth. But folks, it's getting bad, and I'm telling you right now, prepare, pray, get prayed up, and get prepared up. And you know, speaking of being prepared, just real quick here. If you've got batteries, you know, if there is an EMP, you're going to want some way to charge or some alternative power. Green Innovative, it's a small company in Florida. They've created something called a GMAG power cell that produces electricity by adding salt water to the unit. It's the newest development from Green Innovative. Go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link to Green Innovative. It's the Super GMAG battery recharger with replaceable magnesium power pucks. The Super GMAG charger will charge the rechargeable batteries just in a matter of hours, double A's, triple A's. And of course, you've got other options there as well for power charging. You don't need sun. You don't need wind. You don't need a hand crank, a little chipmunk on a wheel. You don't need that. All you need is a little ordinary table salt, about 2 teaspoons, a little water, and there you go. Shake it up for a few seconds, and you've got a charger for your rechargeable batteries. Folks, it's affordable. It's lightweight. It weighs about 8 ounces. It's durable. It's EMP-proof and environmentally friendly. This is exactly what you want. We offer nothing but the best here at Hagman & Hagman Report. This is the G-Mag Power Cell, and it is the Cadillac of, well, it is a one-of-a-kind product, really. It, again, uses salt water to charge batteries. We've used it. We've field-tested it. It works. It's great. Super G-Mag charger has an indefinite shelf life and will charge an unlimited number of batteries by simply replacing the power packs when necessary. Has no moving parts. It's just a fantastic piece of equipment, and it's definitely 8 ounces is all it weighs. So it's good for your bug out bags and for your emergency shelf preparations. That's greeninnovative.com for the G-Mag Power Cell. And of course, you need to be feeling good too. So don't forget, we've got Ted Brewer on for Health Masters, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, Dr. Ted Brewer is on with us tonight, so I'm going to let him talk about his products, but it's products that we use, and I'll tell you, we feel a whole lot of difference, made a difference in our lives. That's healthmasters.com. But there you have the headlines. So, war looms, and we are at the precipice, in my view, of World War III. How's that for a real downer, right? But that's the fact. I mean, we've been saying this. So it's more than who looked up whose dress or who had the tent pole on the airplane or whatever. It's and I won't get into that. But so anyway, Dr. Ted Brewer, thanks for holding on, and let's rock.
Okay, good to be with you again there, Doug. I tell you what, man, Sharon's fired up tonight. She's really
yeah. Put her back on.
Yeah, I mean, might as well put her back on, let her finish the show. I'm thinking, what am I doing here? She can finish the show for me. Did she talk to you about her arthritis that she had in her hands?
Well, she referenced it via the magnesium cream, but certainly it did not in detail, not on this episode.
Oh, yeah, she had years ago we had a maintenance guy die. His name was Michael Ferry. May he rest in peace. Wonderful man. And he ended up basically just being gone. And we had a bunch down here in Florida. If you're not using glyphosate, you get weeds everywhere. One day she got so mad at the weeds, she went out and started pulling weeds up. The next day her hands were swollen to the point where she couldn't close them, Doug. She had excruciating pain in her hands. And this went on for a couple of years. And she couldn't open up a bottle. She couldn't open up a can. I mean, nothing. And this is a woman who is a black belt in Taekwondo, who won first place in the U.S. Open in open martial arts championships in weapons competition, and she couldn't close her hands. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. And so, we didn't know what to do, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse. We tried all these different products that we have, and it'd help a little bit, but it wouldn't get rid of it. When she started soaking her feet and doing the bathtub soak in the magnesium, not only did her spinal stenosis go away, but her hands were able to be closed again, and she has no pain in her hands anymore. And the craziest part about all of that was, I remember she was on this magnesium for like 2 months, and I wasn't really a big believer in yet in topical magnesium, and she's running around all geeked up like she is right now. And I told her, I said, what in the world's up with you and your energy level? She goes, man, I don't know what to tell you, Ted. She goes, I feel so good, it's ridiculous. And she goes, you need to get on this magnesium stuff. And sure enough, I started on the magnesium stuff. Within a month, my energy went through the roof also. It's just that your body requires so much magnesium, and the problem with it is when you take it orally, it works like a laxative, and so it pushes through your system, and it doesn't absorb very readily. But when you use magnesium chloride, like the stuff we have in the salts that we use, it absorbs through the skin much more readily than it will through the intestinal tract. That's why it works better as a sports oil or as a cream. Plus, the deodorant now has been linked to breast cancer, the aluminum chlorhydrate antiperspirant deodorant, and we have a phenomenal deodorant that we use, that's a magnesium deodorant that doesn't have any problems with aluminum chloride in it, and it does a great job, and it actually works. So I want her to talk about all of that today, but she got all carried away, started talking about, you know, why women and guys and everybody should be supporting Trump, and I thought she did an excellent job as always. Now, let's talk about vitamin C, shingles, and vaccination. The pharmaceutical industry and many doctors appear to be making great efforts to get as many people vaccinated against the shingles. More commonly known in medical circles as herpes zoster, the infection is typically characterized by blistering skin rash and extraordinary pain for most individuals. Now, a lot of people, remember the late Zig Ziglar? Doug, you may have heard of him. May he rest in peace. He was a very good friend of mine.
I met him and listened to him,
Phenomenal motivational speaker, sales trainer, all of the above. He called me up one time because we were buddies. In fact, I dedicated my first book, Maximum Energy, to him. And I remember Zig told me one day, he called me up and he says, Ted, can you help me? I said, what's wrong? He goes, man, I got really bad shingles. Man, I am in excruciating pain. And we put him on a protocol, included large amounts of vitamin C, and he had massive, massive relief from that within just a few weeks. And what was interesting about this is the clinical response of shingles to vitamin C therapy is decidedly different from the response to traditional therapies. While there are not many reports in the literature on vitamin C and shingles, the studies that do exist are striking. And to show that when you take vitamin C intravenously and you also take it orally, that within just a few hours, you're going to have massive, massive pain relief in the majority of the patients who receive the vitamin C intravenous injections. In fact, it says all patients who received a total of 5 to 7 vitamin C injections basically were better within a period of just several hours. So guys, if you're suffering or know someone who's suffering with shingles, get them to a doctor that can give them large amounts of vitamin C intravenously. It also works very well for chickenpox, which is another type of virus. In fact, there's an article here before Dr. Kellner, and he said before his studies were even studied back in the 40s, reported success with 44 shingles patients receiving vitamin C injections or intravenous vitamin C. In another study, complete resolution of shingle outbreaks were reported in 327 out of 327 patients receiving vitamin C IVs within the first 72 hours. I'm going to repeat that. 100% success in getting rid of shingles within 72 hours with intravenous vitamin C. This is a study that was done by Zurich all the way back in 1950. Now, the problem with this is that these old studies, they're still good because a lot of the drug companies weren't involved. But remember back then, they weren't doing a lot of these intervention drug therapies. They were using vitamin C and other natural protocols, and they weren't using many of the sulfa drugs. So what's great about these is that these old studies are legitimate and they were done correctly. That's 100% success with folks who've had shingles within 72 hours using vitamin C. Now, vitamin C accumulating inside of viral particles can actually rapidly destroy viruses by doing this. I'm going to give you the clinical on this now. The spike of the bacteriophage virus is laden with iron, and the focal Fenton reaction is probably how it penetrates its host cell membrane. Viruses accumulate iron and copper, and these metals are also part of the surfaces of the viruses. As such, whenever the concentrations are the highest, vitamin C will focally upregulate the Fenton reaction, and irreversible viral damage will generally ensue. In other words, it kills the virus. Fenton activity and this upregulation is the only real documented way by which virus pathogens and also cancer cells can be killed by vitamin C, and it is the stimulation of this reaction by vitamin C that makes it therapeutically effective in resolving many infections and cancers. I know Katie, Dave Hodges' old co-host, basically she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and one of the things that she did with her doctor out there in Denver is she started taking intravenous vitamin C twice a week, Doug, along with turmeric, iodine, D3, and what ended up happening, after about 6 months, she went back to her doctor, and she'd been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of breast cancer, and the doctor told her that her breast cancer was gone. It didn't exist anymore, and could not understand what she had done, because she was told that the only way she could get it to be cured was chemotherapy, radiation, and a mastectomy. And she was able to avoid all of that. So guys, listen to me for a second. There are natural approaches to the treatment of many different types of diseases, even though if they're not generally recognized here in the United States. Chemotherapy and radiation and surgery are not necessarily the only remedies associated with cancer, treatment protocols. It's just that in the United States, that's what's promoted primarily by the big pharma corporations because there's so much money involved in these types of treatment protocols.
And now, Ted, if I can, if you know somebody who starts the medical association approved cancer treatments like chemotherapy and whatnot. What are the survival rates of somebody who undergoes chemotherapy?
It depends on the cancer itself, what type of cancer it is. And also, what was also interesting, a study was done, and I read this, I've got it over there, if in the next break I can try to find it. It was less than 2% increase of the efficacy of the chemotherapy in most cancer types. In other words, it's only like 2% effective, and it kills a lot of people within the first 6 to 8 weeks. In other words, the person dies from the chemotherapy before the cancer ever has a chance to kill them. I had a good friend of mine, his name was Richard, and I'm not going to give you his last name because a lot of people know who he is, and I don't want to say what I'm going to say and have him be disparaged like this, but he was a great guy. In fact, it was interesting. He had I can't tell you that story, but I can tell you a different story. Richard called me up and he had a problem with prostate cancer. He was like 70 years old, and he ended up saying, you know, what should I do? And I said, well, talk to several doctors before you do anything. And I said, quite frankly, Richard, prostate cancer is usually so slow growing, you'll die of something else before you die of the prostate cancer. And he said, well, the doctor wants to do the surgery, the radiation, all the stuff they want to do, and put these radioactive pellets in me and all that kind of stuff. And I said, Richard, I said, talk to the doctor who doesn't want to do all that stuff and find out what the long-term prognosis is if you basically don't do anything. Because again, prostate cancer is extremely low, slow growing, but it's got to be your decision. And he said, okay. Well, we sent him a Christmas card that year. That was like in September. And basically came back in January with his wife had written us a letter back in return and said that Richard had died like 2 months after he started the prostate treatment protocol. Dead, you know, from the treatment protocol, not from the prostate cancer. Now, this happens all of the time. I've seen it happen over and over and over and over and over again. That's why I always tell people, try to find yourself a medical doctor in your area who's willing to work with you as far as a cancer protocol, who's not going to want to use the chemotherapy or the radiation and all these different types of things. It's really important that you understand that, because the truth is a lot of people die from the treatment. And so if that's the problem, if you're trying to destroy your entire immune system, which is what chemotherapy does, and all of these cells, including your immune system, doesn't it make sense if you just made your immune system stronger? It might get rid of the cells to begin with. That's how I always look at the whole thing with cancer. In fact, now we have an article here that says, with Bayer and Monsanto joined forces to monopolize world agriculture, and it's a power grab like the world has never seen before. It's a marriage between Monsanto and Bayer. It's become the world's largest seed and pesticide conglomerate. The implications of such a union are enormous. Not only will food prices soar, but genetically modified foods may become our only choice, and deadly pesticides will be used more now than ever before. And the crazy thing about this is being put together by the Rothschild group. I mean, of course, we expect all that.
And Bayer was the IG Farben in the Nazi Germany.
Yep.
So what you have is a Nazi Germany era company that was used by the Nazi government to help carry out their experiments and Holocaust concentration camps.
Yep, that's right.
Teaming up with the biggest polluter of our food, Monsanto, nothing good can come of this.
No, it's just absolutely horrific. In fact, here's another article, how Monsanto promotes worldwide infertility. It says Monsanto has long been infamous in the manufacturing, bringing them the market such chemicals as DDT, Agent Orange, aspartame, Roundup, et cetera, dioxin. And it says Monsanto and polychlorinated PCBs, you everybody's heard of those, are polychlorinated biphenyls. In the latter part of the 1920s, Monsanto was the largest producer of PCBs. This chemical was used as a lubricant for electric motors and hydraulic fluids and to insulate electrical equipment, old fluorescent light fixtures, and electrical appliances with PCB capacitors may still contain the chemical. During the years PCP was manufactured and used, there were no controls placed on disposals. Now this stuff is in our water stream. Now we know that this stuff causes cancer. And again, this is one of Monsanto's big deals. They also use butyl phenyl phthalate, another Monsanto product, and it was recently implicated in cell fat storage in human fluids and accumulation of fat cells. And it's used in the manufacture of vinyl tile as a plasticizer in PVC pipe, carpets, conveyor belts, and weather stripping in your home and office, and has also been linked to infertility. Low sperm count and infertility are affecting animals and humans, and it says that male sperm counts are down up to 90%. Again, you guys, think about this. These guys who manufacture these products, they know this is going to happen. They know you're going to have a massive reduction in fertility, and it goes back to the show we did last month in which we talked about one of the primary goals they had was to reduce the population of the planet. So if glyphosate is doing that, they're simply not going to take it off the market. Now, here's another one. It says that glyphosate or Roundup actually alters DNA and it makes you more chronically ill. This is by Turberville. It says a new review of scientific literature is linking one of the most well-known and notorious herbicides in the United States to a variety of diseases as a result of a mechanism that modifies the function of human DNA. Now they're modifying our DNA. Glyphosate pathways to modern disease, amino acid analog, and glycine in diverse proteins. The whole study that was done on this, and it says that this thing has been linked now to Alzheimer's, asthma, obesity, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and Lou Gehrig's disease, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It says Samuel and Seth ultimately concluded that glyphosate is not only harmful to human health on a number of different levels, but that the toxic herbicide, unfortunately one of the most heavily used in the United States, must be removed from the food supply and the environment as a whole. They spray crops with this stuff right before it's harvested, and that's why we're having so many problems with gluten intolerance, celiac disease, intestinal disorders, because it directly affects functional cellular activity and bacteria effects in the large intestine. It's unbelievably bad. Here's another one. It says glyphosate proves incredibly hazardous to women, affects fertility, while promoting uterine cancer. I mean, the stories just go on and on. The current issue of Toxicology Journal details the first study in glyphosate more than 40 years on the market to study its effect on uterine development. And the study group of researchers injected new rats with a commercial dose of glyphosate while the control group was given a saline solution. And, of course, they ended up with uterine cancer. So, guys, listen to me for a second. This stuff is bad. If you're not going to do anything, stop using glyphosate or Roundup around your house as a weed killer. You can use salt. Go to your local hardware store or grocery store or whatever. Even pool salt to work. That's what we use. And just sprinkle salt on your driveway or your pavers or whatever you need. It'll kill weeds almost immediately. And the crazy thing about this is that people can do that without harming the environment. And that's what we do here at the house all the time, like I mentioned earlier. And guys, we have gotten rid of the glyphosate here. I don't like it being sprayed anywhere because, you know, we live close to water here in Central Florida because our ground aquifer is only like 4 feet down with this water table so shallow here. We don't need to be poisoning everything because, gosh, what would happen if we actually had to start using water and filtering it and trying to get glyphosate out of it in order to survive in the event of an EMP or some kind of catastrophic governmental collapse? Now, here's another article. It says health risks associated with smart meter wireless emissions, radio frequencies, and it says that based upon the review of peer-reviewed literature over the past few years, one of the studies that helped convince me that the exposure to low-level electromagnetic fields could indeed be harmful included electromagnetic hypersensitivity, evidence for a novel neurological syndrome by Andrew Marino, PhD. And what they say in this article is that the chronic exposure to electromagnetic energy from smart meters causes risks to human health that go far beyond the capability of the energy to trigger hypersensitivity reactions in sensitive persons. A large literature in experimental biology indicates that man-made electromagnetic energy, including that from smart meters, causes biological effects involving every essentially physiological process that occurs in living organisms. Every process. A large literature in non-experimental biology shows that man-made electromagnetic energy, including that from smart meters, is associated with a plethora of human diseases, and people who suffer from pre-existing conditions are particularly vulnerable, and all of the complaints suffer from such conditions. Guys, you've got to turn off your Wi-Fi at night. You've got to get rid of smart meters. If you're not going to get rid of the smart meters, they won't take it off. Put a lead blanket around it on the inside and the outside of your house so it doesn't go through the garage and get you that way. You can wrap a lead blanket around it. Just keep the front open so they can read it if they're not reading it, you know, from a distance, and get this stuff so it focuses away, because it basically goes in all directions, and at least block it from coming into your house. A lead blanket, you get that lead and you can actually form it around the meter and around the meter box and around the meter in your house to make sure it's ventilated so it doesn't overheat. And guys, it'll really help to block this electromagnetic energy. And turn off your Wi-Fi router every single night. Turn off your cell phones. Don't sleep with those things under your pillow, next to your bed. Don't do it. These are little microwave transmitters, especially if you got a Samsung phone with those new notes. They explode and catch on fire in the middle of the night. So guys, learn to stay away from electromagnetic frequency. This morning I had a show I had to do out here in the office.
In place of your alarm clock, by the way. It just works better when that. the well, just,
use a wind-up alarm clock or a battery-powered alarm clock. Those are fine. Those work great instead of having to deal with having this phone laying around beside your head all night. So there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
The Department of Transportation actually banned all those Galaxy Note 7s from being allowed on aircraft.
And they stopped production, too, of one model of those. So, yeah, you're right, Ted. Yep.
Okay. Well, they had to. I mean, you think about it. And why? Because they're getting so hot. Now, that's crazy. Not if it's a battery problem or if the battery was being cooked by the microwave energy, even when the thing was turned off or being used. I don't know. But all I know is when you start heating up batteries, things get really bad really fast, and many times they can explode, which is apparently what was happening in the phones. Now, let's talk about different ways of looking at canker sores. I know a lot of people have a lot of problems with canker sores, and it's just a big nuisance for folks. I mean, I've seen so many people have this. Canker sores affect about 20% of the population, and they're really annoying, and they're painful. Sometimes they're an eye sore. And so you can really help to get rid of these things by using sublingual vitamin B12. Now, if you do this, don't use methyl cyanide cobalamin. That's really important. Make sure it's methylcobalamin. The cyanide is just not, no, it's no good. It's a real inexpensive generic form that you should never use. The only thing we use at Health Masters is the methylcobalamin for health. It's a great product, and you can chew it up and under your tongue, let it soak. It's better sublingually. You need to limit, number two, you can eliminate cow's milk products if you're having problems with canker sores, along with B12. And there are also natural oils that you can use, too, that can work very well for this. Plus, you can start taking garlic. The primary active component of garlic is known as allicin, has been suggested to be an anti-canker sore remedy, laser therapy sometimes, and you can eradicate the Helicobacter pylori infection. And a 2014 meta-analysis found that the H. pylori infection is associated with increased risks of these types of ulcers, and the eradication of this pylori in the stomach can actually get rid of these in some cases, and avoid gluten. And again, that's probably because of the glyphosate. There were 200 clinically confirmed reasons to avoid gluten, but regardless of whether you think you're sensitive, those suffering from canker sores, gluten avoidance is a good strategy. In 2008, a study found that these lesions may be markers of chronic gastrointestinal disorders, which can be caused from the glyphosate, again, and from the gluten, and causing malabsorption. The research has concluded the epidemiological association between the celiac disease and these types of ulcers suggests that a recurrent Antheus-like ulcers should consider be a risk indicator for celiac disease, and that gluten-free diets helps to lead to their avoidance and getting rid of these things. So guys, there's some natural ways of looking at canker sores. Now, one of your listeners emailed me, and they have scleritis, which is a inflammation of the white part of the eye, or also called the sclera, which can be very dangerous and actually cause blindness if it gets bad enough. Scleritis is caused by an autoimmune disease, Doug. It's like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, or it can be caused by injury or chemical reactions. In some cases, the cause of scleritis is actually unknown. But there, again, they're saying that the best ways to take care of this is large amounts of vitamin C, vitamin A, I would use the cod liver oil, and vitamin B12 again. Plus, I would take turmeric. Turmeric is probably one of the best anti-inflammatory compounds that you could take, and you can actually avoid a lot of inflammation in your body by taking the turmeric, cod liver oil. Now, inflammation is now being recognized, by the way, as a physical cause of depression. In fact, depression is increasingly recognized as a problem rooted in chronic inflammation, Doug, and say, well, other factors may also be involved. Inflammation can have a profound impact on your mental health. And I had one really good quote in here. It said, it's kind of like when you have the flu, your whole system overreacts, you have a lot of inflammation, and people very often find that their mood changes too, their behavior changes, they become less sociable, more sleepy, and more withdrawn. They're saying that inflammation is the part of the immune system's response to danger. If it's too high, it causes damage. And they say if about one-third of depressed patients have high, consistently, ridiculously high levels of inflammation in the body, and how it affects the mood and messes up the blood. And again, turmeric, cod liver oil, vitamin B5, B6, B-complex, and 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan are the best supplements you're ever going to use to help your body to deal with mood swings. I mean, in fact, we've seen that even cod liver oil by itself massively reduces the risks and the problems associated with mild to moderate forms of depression.
Hold that thought, Ted. We're up against our top of the hour break. When we come back, we got 1 hour left, 2 segments with Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com. Don't go anywhere.